This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Second Lady Karen Pence used her speech at the Republican National Convention to pay homage to the military.
I have been privileged to hear so many stories of selfless support, volunteer spirit, and great contributions to the armed forces and our communities.
Also speaking at the convention's third night was Kellyanne Conway, the outgoing counselor to President Trump.
President Trump and Vice President Pence have lifted Americans, provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results. I have seen firsthand many times the president comforting and encouraging a child who has lost a parent who has lost a child.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke from Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The Dow gained 83 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hurricane Laura now has sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. The latest on the storm from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami calling the storm extremely dangerous as it moves in the direction of Texas and Louisiana. Many residents have fled to higher ground, but not Marilyn Sacchitola. She tells CBS News she's lived in the Galveston, Texas area for a number of years and is not leaving.
This one's going to be scarier, knowing that it's supposed to be stronger and, you know, still unpredictable. It's just scary to leave your stuff behind.
Several former employees of the Washington football team said there has been a culture of fear and abuse, along with incidents in which cheerleaders and female employees were exploited or mistreated. The allegations were published by the Washington Post. Team owner Dan Snyder called the story a hit job. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Russian officials have responded to allegations that a critic of President Vladimir Putin was poisoned. The details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Kremlin said there is currently no need to start a criminal investigation into Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny after German physicians said they believe he was poisoned. German authorities said that Navalny, a harsh critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government, was likely poisoned when he became ill on a flight last week. He was flown from Russia to a hospital in Berlin on Saturday at the urging of his family and political team. German doctors are treating Navalny, who remains unconscious, with atropine. It's the same drug used after the 2018 nerve agent attack in Britain, where former Russian military officer Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia Skripal were poisoned. Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov, pushed back on the notion that Navalny was poisoned, rejecting calls for an investigation unless German doctors can determine the chemical that actually harmed him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Brenton Tarrant, the white supremacist who live-streamed gunning down 51 people at two mosques in New Zealand, was sentenced to life without parole. It was the worst atrocity in the country's modern history. For news on demand at any time, go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we have Andrew Pollack with us, American author, school safety activist, and entrepreneur whose daughter, Meadow, was killed in the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting of 2018. He is credited with helping to pass the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act. And his book, Why Meadow Died, The People and Policies That Created the Parkland Shooter and Endanger America Students. Andy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me, Bill. I'm happy to be on.
Well, I got to tell you, Andy, boy, our heart remains with you. I mean, from day one, the first time, you know, I heard you interviewed, you know, you're every daughter's father. I mean, you know, every father could relate exactly, without hesitation, what you were dealing with. And people prayed for you in mass, prayed for your family, and prayed for Meadow. And this was so difficult. And for you to, as a dear friend of mine told me, says, Bill, you never get over it. You just get through it. And I'm sure this has been such a process for you. Is that fair?
Yeah. Oh, you never get, like, my life's been, my heart's ripped out of my chest from the day Meadow was murdered.
Yeah.
My life will never be the same. I'm not the same guy, and I don't expect it to be. And it's just, it's a pain that you've just got to deal with. You got to live with. And I chose to make something positive out of it and try and make it so another parent never has to deal with what I went through.
Exactly.
And that's the way I look at it, and I live life differently, you know, day to day. I don't take anything too serious anymore, and it's hard, you know. Well, there's no more holidays anymore for me. There's really not much enjoyment. You know, I've with my family and stuff a lot, but I enjoy helping educate parents and police departments now with this new technology that I'm out pushing for law enforcement. And educating parents, you know, parents, you know, before they make anything political, I tell them, listen, it's not political. Before you're a Democrat or a Republican, you're a parent.
Exactly.
And you need to look at what's going on in your children's school and put that politics aside and think what's best for your children. And that's what I'm out, you know, educating parents and doing the best I can, Bill.
Well, it's commendable, and I have to say this. I mean, I'm just prompted to say that I'm sure Meadow would be proud of you, you know, for what you did, because you had a choice to make. You could have gone down the bitterness road. You could have joined in with so many others that emotionalized, and understandably, I mean, this is an emotional event, but there is something about your character, Andy, that protects you and keeps you from wasting your life. And finding some redemption so that Meadow didn't die in vain. I know sometimes people talk about that and express it in that manner. And I'm not even sure I'm saying that appropriately to a father that is dealing with what you're dealing with. Because
I struggle with it, you know, Bill. Yeah. I struggle with the afterlife. You know, is she really, you know, people say, oh, like you said, Meadow's looking down, she's proud of you. Is she, you know what I mean? You think, I don't ask myself, really, is that the truth? You know, I struggle with that.
Yes.
Because just the fact that she was murdered at 18, it's enough to struggle with it, you know, the chances of it happening. And I struggle with it every day if she's somewhere in a better place, you know, with my dad. And so it's something you struggle with, but, you know, that's life. You know, I guess everyone would struggle with that, a lot of people.
Exactly.
But
well,
that's what I can.
Yeah, that's a question. But yet you've been motivated, and I believe that motivated in such a way that it raises this above a level that you could have easily responded and people could understand, you know, but you say, okay, I want to redeem this. I want to do something. I want to contribute in Meadow's name and her legacy. I want to contribute something positive to her fellow students, for the students of the future, for parents like yourself, so that they do not have to carry what you're carrying, you know, forever in your heart.
Well, what I did was, you know, I'm no genius, Bill, but what I did was, I took a step back and I just took a common sense approach of what happened to my daughter and how it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I dissected it into all the failures that what happened, from the policies to the lack of training to the lack of security. All those things I put together. I wrote a book about the policies that every parent should read, Why Meadow Died, or grandparent. If you have a kid in the school, you should read it, because it's going rampant in the public schools. And you're in California.
Right.
You know, even California is probably one of the worst places for these
exactly.
type of policies.
Well, I'm based out of Florida. I just happen to be in California right now. The high school is not too far from, I'm just above West Palm is where I'm based.
Oh, okay.
So,
yep.
I'm in the neighborhood. So,
yeah.
You know, so this was felt very hard, you know, by many of us, particularly in the state.
Yeah, so a lot of the policies I wrote about it in the book, right, and Nick, you get that. And then I focused on how I could help first responders, police departments. A lot of people don't know. My daughter, she was murdered on the third floor. She was shot 9 times. And no one got to my daughter for over 40 minutes.
Wow.
She laid on the floor, and it just bothered. To this day, it makes me sick.
Yes.
You know that they couldn't reach my daughter. It's 2018 when it happened, and they don't know what's going on in a school or any type of building. The first responders. So I've teamed up with a security company, and it's anyone out there, any police department in the country who's listening, any business, church, school, temple, mosque. SchoolSafetyGrant.org. I want you to go on that, and we're offering this software through my grant program. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you in a nutshell what we do for police departments and these entities. So with my software, we give it's worth $40,000 to any police department or sheriffs that passes our grant committee.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, it links the police, the real-time crime center, to any cameras in any building within 5 seconds.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. So,
wow.
And it gives you the ability to have an app on your phone when you're inside that building.
Mm-hmm.
So say you're in a building and something happens, you call 911. It goes right to the real-time crime center, and within 5 seconds they see every camera, and it's linked to mapping, so they know where every camera is. It gives the police departments access to door locking mechanisms, the PA system. So if there's a PA system in the building, right away the sheriff's office can speak to the shooter or the staff within 5 seconds and let them know what's going on.
Wow.
Another important aspect that meant a lot to me was the fire alarm. So my daughter's teacher, after hearing 90 rounds go off in the building, which echoed and very, very loud, she thought it was a good idea to put my daughter into the hallway because the fire alarm was going off. A kid hasn't died in a fire since the 60s in a school fire. But my daughter's teacher said, I hear a fire alarm. Let's put my daughter into the hallway because of that. And she got shot 9 times. So now we give the ability to the police to silence the fire alarm. from the real-time crime center mm-hmm. within seconds. So they could tell them, go back into your room. Because a lot of times, Bill, they'll pull the fire alarm to get
exactly
out into the hallway.
Right.
It happened in Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just some of the things in the technology that...
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Right. We've got more from Andy Pollack after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Russian independent, we are. Mark, good to have you with us. We come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, and our conversation with Andy Pollack continues. Andy, I want to give you a little bit more time to talk about this software that has been produced by Intralogic Solutions. You know, this partnership that you have with Lee Mendel, who is the architect of the Alert software, is just absolutely brilliant. But, you know, this is, again, the result of you taking a step back and saying, okay, I mean, like I said, some people went down the avenue of emotions, and we saw them all on TV, and they got their 15 minutes of fame and that sort of thing, because that's what happened.
Bill, I just want to mention something.
Okay.
Why are you saying that? It's crazy. So these kids, now they're not kids anymore, right?
Yes.
These kids went on that whole gun control path, right, of trying to be righteous, and they're still out there, and they didn't accomplish one thing, okay?
Right.
Now, to this date, in Broward County, there's a sheriff's race going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That sheriff that was removed, that garbage that allowed for two mass shootings in this county, multiple fatalities, he's running again, you know that? Today is the primary. So if anyone's out there, you got to get out and vote today for Sheriff Tony.
Yes.
Those kids, they're nowhere to be seen to making Broward County safer, supporting that this new sheriff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nowhere. They're not there helping. My son's at voting today at the polls with
yes.
his volunteers to keep the sheriff in that's making the county safe. But those kids aren't out helping. You know what they do? They go online there. They're endorsed the district attorney in Broward. That's
mm-hmm.
who they're endorsing. But the sheriff's race, where that sheriff was in charge, where nine of the deputies failed that day and didn't go in, crickets from these kids, Bill. They're nowhere to be seen when it comes to anything where they would really make a difference.
Yes.
So I don't respect them anymore. They're old, over 18. They accomplish nothing. All they mm-hmm. do is make noise. You know,
well,
that's what I said, and
they were used. I mean, they were taken advantage of by the mainstream media. Sadly, you know, when you talk yeah. about your book, Why Meadow Died, you know, the people, the policies, you could have easily had several chapters on the collusion of the media, because they selfishly were doing. They were more concerned about headlines and getting readership than they were actually reporting on something to where we could come to a solving conclusion. You know, what are the ideas? What do we do? You know, what happened here? And I believe that it was an easy route for media in many cases, not in all cases, but in many cases, just to go with the flow of the crowd and the emotion of the situation, as opposed to really finding out. And it took your book, Why Meadow Died. You did something that the mainstream media should have done.
Yeah, and you know, all those the liberal channels out there, not one of them would have me on when my book came out.
Of
like
course.
I camped out at the Fox Building in Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
and everyone wanted my book to get out there to educate parents, to show them what truly happened in Parkland. All the facts and notes that we got
mm-hmm.
from his teachers and interviews we took are all in that book. And not one liberal channel, they all canceled on me to have me on. And it's okay. You know, they don't want only the parents that watch Fox will know the truth, I guess,
right.
when listen to radio shows like yours. So I tried. I did my best. I tried to get on those CNN, MSNBC, and they all canceled or they were too busy. It wasn't important to them. I wasn't talking about a scary gun, you know,
right.
enough for them. So I had the facts, and they weren't interested in it. But now, you know, with this software, schoolsafetygrant.org,
mm-hmm.
I'm helping, you know, right now more than ever the police need us. That's why I'm out promoting it right now. We started like a month ago or 2 months ago, and then COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, we just decided, listen, the police are getting attacked. Defund the police. Remove the police from schools.
Right.
It's totally demented. The whole, it's like, who would think? You know, some of these people are thinking it's a good idea to remove the police from schools.
No.
So now's the time to support the police throughout the whole country with my grant program and help give them the tools it takes minutes, Bill, off of response time. That's how unbelievable.
You're talking something here, as you say, is so quick and even reduced to seconds. In a situation where you have an active shooter, the clock is ticking and seconds are flying by, and they are those are valuable moments in time that you have to respond to. You know, minutes is the difference between life and death.
It's seconds, and we're shaving minutes. It's so incredible, Bill, because I saw it. I didn't see it. You know, I worked on it for a year, and then when it all came together, it was so emotional. We put Coral Springs PD now. They were the police department. I wanted them to have it first. It's where I lived. I have relationships with that department. Friends work there. Those were the guys that ran past the sheriffs that were hiding behind their cars. They ran past them, breached the fence, and went right into the building. You know, so we gave them this software. When I saw it and heard from, you know, I'm not a security expert, but I heard from guys that are in the department, like the chief of police for 30 years. He said, Andy, this software took us from being in a rowboat to being in a starship. That's what the chief told me, and that's how incredible it was to see it. And
how's the acceptance with other police departments?
It's great. You know, we're really, you know, like I said, I just launched it again, but in Florida, we're all over the place. You
exactly.
know, and then I went to, even to the FDLE in Florida, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, and they said they see stuff all the time. And when they saw it, they said, this is incredible. We'll probably link the FDLE. We'll be able to link them to other departments throughout the state. So, and then, you know, like COVID hit, but then I said, you know, we got to help law enforcement now while they're getting attacked. I support law enforcement. A lot of my friends are there. And what's also pretty cool about it, when we did the drill, Bill, I was in the school watching, right? When they did a drill, a makeshift active shooter.
Right.
And what was pretty cool was in the real-time crime center, they have their link to all the cameras. But if you're a dispatcher and you're looking at a big monitor with 30 cameras, you don't know exactly where each – it's impossible to know where each camera is, that exact pinpoint.
Right,
but
exactly.
We linked it to a mapping system on another monitor right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So – when they're going down a hallway, the dispatcher's talking to the first responders in the rear, telling them which way to turn. Go right down that hallway and then that staircase.
Uh-huh.
Because in a building, I didn't know that. You know what I mean? I learned from experience and talking with these police departments. There's an echo in the building when there's a shot. It's like impossible to know which hallway to go down.
Exactly.
So if they make the wrong turn, it could take them 2 minutes to turn around and go back to the other end of the building. That could be 10 people murdered, you know, in a building.
Right.
So when I watched them go through the building, they know which hallway to go down, which door to go to. It's pretty amazing software.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is a grant. Explain to our audience. We got a couple minutes left here, Andy. Way you've set this up, I mean, you know, these grants are like $20,000, $40,000 value depending on installation, right?
Yes. For police departments, it's $40,000, my grant. We raised $20 million. With a private equity group to distribute this to help these law enforcement. So they could just go on schoolsafetygrant.org, fill out the grant. And what I did was I have a committee that looks at the grants, and it meant a lot to me. I have to get people as passionate as I am that wanted to make a difference. So there's a victim from Sandy Hook, a mom that I'm friends with, a Columbine, the one in Santa Fe in Texas that happened the same year when my daughter was murdered. So we have parents from those shootings that are on my committee that we meet with. And you know what? It's therapeutic. I talk to them.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
We go over these things, and they're happy to be involved because they're making a difference. So
can you imagine what you have done, how you've blessed law enforcement and these other families? We're out of time. We got to wrap it up. Okay. Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
Go to schoolsafetygrant.org, look at the website, fill it out. It could be you could have a church, a mosque, a temple. It's not only for schools, my software. It's anywhere where there's cameras to link them to your police department. Schoolsafetygrant.org.
Andy, it's been an honor to have this time and to share it with you, and thank you so much for all the great work you're doing on behalf of everybody involved here. God bless you.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye. mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible. With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Second Lady Karen Pence used her speech at the Republican National Convention to pay homage to the military.
I have been privileged to hear so many stories of selfless support, volunteer spirit, and great contributions to the armed forces and our communities.
Also speaking at the convention's third night was Kellyanne Conway, the outgoing counselor to President Trump.
President Trump and Vice President Pence have lifted Americans, provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results. I have seen firsthand many times the president comforting and encouraging a child who has lost a parent who has lost a child.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke from Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The Dow gained 83 points. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We must focus on the promise of the American journey. I know that journey well. My grandfather's 99th birthday would have been tomorrow. Growing up, he had to cross the street if a white person was coming. He suffered the indignity of being forced out of school as a third grader to pick cotton, and he never learned to read or write. Yet, he lived long enough to see his grandson become the first African American to be elected to both the United States House and the United States Senate in the history of this country. Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. And that's why I believe the next American century can be better than the last. There are millions of families just like mine all across this nation, full of potential, seeking to live the American dream. And I'm here tonight to tell you that supporting the Republican ticket gives you the best chance of making that dream a reality. God bless you. And Father, please continue blessing the United States of America. God bless.
The words, the voice of Senator Tim Scott, certainly one of the highlights of the Republican National Convention. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. I just am so inspired, Dr. Riley, by the words of Tim Scott.
Yeah, I mean, he gave an excellent speech there,
And I mean, I think definitely if you look at the lineup of speakers that night, I mean, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Herschel Walker. I mean, that was also a pretty well done rebuttal to the constant claim that, you know, the GOP is the party of the Ku Klux Klan, which is actually ironic if you know your history,
yes,
but of racist today.
Well, it's not only an irony, but it's a lie. I mean, you know, that's been perpetrated out there in terms of how the Democratic Party has tried to put this on the Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, both parties have racist in the past, because until about 1950, virtually everyone everywhere in the world was a racist by our standards. I mean, black South African politicians, you know, Asian Japanese politicians, on down the line. But certainly the Republicans were, if anything, the better of the two parties. But at any rate, I mean, the Trump administration went with a lineup of probably 70% minority POC people, sometimes say today, heavy hitters. You had Vernon Jones, too. Rising star coming up. You had a guy I know, actually, Cameron, the AG in Kentucky, although that may have been the next day.
He was a home run, I'll tell you. You know, the AG from Kentucky, Cameron. He's talk about a rising star, boy. Oof.
He's a good guy. Mediocre golfer. Good guy.
Mediocre. Good. We had to get together.
No, he is. Well, a lot of us have that problem. I do myself, but I mean, I can knock birds out the sky out there. But I thought the speeches were good. I mean, obviously the line that everyone's citing, and it does make a point about how far we have come as a country, regardless of, in all honesty, whether you're Republican, moderate, Democrat, whatnot, is the "I went from cotton to Congress." And I will note that that's not entirely a racial comment. I was watching that with my fiance Jane, and she commented she's from Southern Illinois, which is a poor white region.
Yes.
And she commented that her father had picked cotton. I mean, it was a common summer job for the high school students.
Right.
I mean, he was on the football team. He went out there, and you took a gunny sack, and you filled it with the cotton balls, and you threw a rock in there, perhaps, if you're a little sketchy, to boost your weight. You took it over to the, you know, weighing station. You got paid in coins. You hadn't, you know, picked enough to earn paper money.
Right.
And that was something that people did. I mean, we've come a very long way from that society, and that's definitely certainly benefited African Americans more than it has benefited most people. So I think that was something that if you like America, was moving to most of the people watching that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I can tell you personally, in my case, I went from picking strawberries, you know, as a little kid in Oxnard, California. And I'll tell you, that was the worst job. But I was very young. I was 6 years old, but I was determined at that point that I was going to do this, you know, cause I was there all week long. I made $1.10. I'll never forget that $1.10 sat on top of my parents' TV. My dad kept saying, "Why aren't you going to spend your money?" I go, "No. I'm not spending it," because that was going to remind me that I was going to do something with my life that was better than strawberries. My next job was lemons. That had to be close to worst. But you know, but you go through and you do those things. You know, as you said, I was an athlete and I had to work my way through school. I was going to a private high school at the time, and so I did whatever it took in order to get through.
Yeah, no, any type of stoop labor is the worst work. Like, my generation was a little more spoiled, but I'm around 40, so I managed to avoid most, but not all of that. Anytime you're out there picking fruit or cutting down, you know, low-lying trees or something, that's a tough job. My worst job, actually, was blacktopping parking lots in the summer.
Wow.
Where you have, I mean, literally a bucket full of asphalt, everything's black, and this is Central Southern Illinois. It's 98, and you're just putting this stuff on the ground, and you're doing an 8-hour shift, non-union work. So, I mean, I think that anyone that comes from that kind of background does have a certain appreciation for being able to sit in an office in a suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, I mean, that we used to have, I mean, you know, near mandatory varsity athletics and then mandatory military service for males. And I do think that after, what's that combined, you know, 8 years, 12 years, I think after that, most people did have a certain appreciation for anything else that they were doing, except maybe farming.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, getting back to the convention, all week long, I mean, this has been well orchestrated. I hear the talking heads from the left complaining that, Mark Burnett, who was the, was all part of the team and the orchestrator for The Apprentice, he's being criticized. But, this is a difficult deal, a virtual convention. And to pull this off the way they did, I think the Republicans have done a great job, with what they've had to work with.
Yeah, I mean, so there are a couple different things there. I mean, first of all, if your opponents are depressing or looking depressed and criticizing you, you probably did a pretty good job. And I have to say this goes both ways. I mean, the one day the Democrats did a pretty solid job, I think this was Michelle Obama Day. I remember turning on Fox and people were looking a little sourpussed and saying things like, well, I don't know if the tone was right. And I was like, okay, they probably got pretty good ratings this night.
Right.
And it's the same thing for the Republicans. I mean, if you turn on CNN and you see four angry faces and people saying things like, I don't know, how dare they, that probably indicates the Republicans had a fairly big audience. If instead the attitude, if, say, Bush Sr. had spoken and the attitude was, now that was respectful, that's what we wanted to see, that would probably imply the message hadn't necessarily been all that solid for specifically Trump. I do think the Republicans have done a better job with the tech overall than the Dems. Now, I'm not a big fan of virtual coronavirus era events in general. I mean, I'm a political animal, so I'm obviously watching the convention. But a lot of this stuff, like between the politics and the, the empty arena with the teddy bears in the seats and so on, I've had to turn off the NBA.
Yeah.
Baseball's kind of silly looking right now. So there's an aspect of that. Like, for example, people were getting on Guilfoyle for the sort of roaring speech where she screamed, the best is yet to come. Like, going to go after a Disney princess. But the reality is that would have sounded great in an arena as someone who's given pretty significant speeches. You have to understand she's standing in something like the Forum of the Senate building and there's nobody there.
Right.
And that's why that came across as a little ridiculous. So they're having to deal with these issues. I mean, people are talking with no one present. People are beaming at Herschel Walker looked like he did the speech from his house or from some kind of football facility. I mean, so they're having to overcome these things. And frankly, it's not as impressive as an in-person event would be in a lot of ways, with the crowd of 100,000 sort of drunk people waving state flags. But I do think they're doing a good job. It's a watchable event.
Yeah, they can't wait to get this behind them, no doubt. But are you seeing both parties kind of a an evolution of both parties taking place at both these conventions? I don't know if you've caught that. That may be a little too nuanced, but I see the Republicans almost redefining themselves just as much as the Democrats have done.
Well, I think that
we only got about 20 seconds, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to leave that question up there. Okay, yeah, and then we'll come back and address it right after the break. We're talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley, the political science professor at Kentucky State University.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. 4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America's Keep the Change program, which helps consumers save by rounding up purchases to the nearest dollar and transferring change from their checking into their savings account, is celebrating its 15th anniversary this September. Christian Baumfalk, Savings Product Executive at Bank of America, says the program enables consumers to save while spending without any extra effort.
Saving automatically is one of the smartest ways to reach your financial goals, and our Keep the Change program is a convenient way to make everyday purchases part of your overall plan. Whether you're just starting out on your savings journey or have been saving for years, Bank of America has the tools and expertise to help you reach your financial goal.
Since its inception, Keep the Change has helped more than 23 million customers save nearly $15 billion. Begin your savings journey and learn more at bankofamerica.com/keepthechange. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/keepthechange.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Operative pronoun we, that means uses and meeses, okay, if we're going to get this country back on track. All hands on deck. This isn't a Republican or a Democratic thing. This is an American kind of thing here. And I think this is what we're starting to see more and more of. We're talking with the political science professor at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Let me tell you, that book is brilliant. You need to get your hands on it. The research, boy, the background on this, you know, Dr. Riley, outstanding job on this. I mean, for people that really want to know and be empowered with some intelligent information, this is a great resource, I got to tell you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the review.
Well, let's, you know, I tossed up before we went to break about this, you know, what seems to be a clear evolution that's taking place between the two parties. You know, quite interestingly, you know, the Democrats, you know, it's been told that, you know, we see with the platform announcements and the way they presented their convention, they're definitely moving hard left. I mean, to try and, you know, say that Kamala Harris is some sort of, you know, moderate is, you know, just a disassociation with reality. And Biden, you know, his embrace of Bernie Sanders policies, you know, I find to be, you know, quite interesting. So I see the party kind of evolving with a more leftist mindset. And then meanwhile, on the other side, you've got Republicans re-embracing, it seems, and being born again with a conservative foundation. What do you see?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the conservative commentator Ben Shapiro says that if you look at political conventions, interestingly, the liberal commentator Tim White says this too, but if you look at political conventions, you should really watch them during the day. You should look at C-SPAN 3 and that sort of thing, because what you see during the day is the next 10 years of the party. What you see at night is kind of the dating site profile picture for the party. I mean, that's kind of like Bill Clinton trotted out in his best suit and, you know, coach not to say anything to the young ladies, and he's giving his speech, you know. George Bush talking about winning a war. It's what is presented for public consumption. I mean, during the day, you get Linda Sarsour. And also on the right, that's when you get the Family Research Council and so on. I mean, so I think if you look at the speeches during the day, where the Democrats are going, the Democrats' vision for the next 30 years is a much more diverse America in ethnic terms, which I don't have a huge problem with, but then a bunch of other stuff that I do have some issues with. So there's a famous study from, I think, Pew, that finds that the average person on the left wants the USA over the next 50 years to become a majority-minority, almost entirely disarmed, essentially socialist country. And I think a lot of the panels, like the Muslim-American conclave that Linda Sarsour took part in, essentially reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that there's obviously a leftward trend within the Democratic Party. And I don't think that that is unchallenged, by the way. I mean, I think you've seen pretty intense fighting about that, actually. So when Sarsour gave a keynote to one of those side panels, Biden actually publicly denounced Sarsour, which I thought was a good move by Biden. But then he apparently called her back door and apologized. And I think that that's a good example of the trends in the party, where Biden himself, by the way, I do think is a moderate. Biden and Gingrich were the authors of the 94 crime bill, which is a good bill, by the way. I don't know if people are denouncing that on all sides. But Biden is going to be heavily pushed by the left wing of his party. And Biden is sort of the old Democrats, like a little to the left of the Republicans, but union men, that kind of thing. The new identity politics movement in the USA is going to be kind of defined by opposition to Dems like Biden. So that's the move in the Democratic Party. In response to that, the Republicans, I mean, the convention theme was the glories of America or something like that. So they very much do seem to have embraced the idea, well, what we're doing is, they think there are all these problems with America. We're praising America as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And just, of course, as a matter of reaction to demographic trends, the Republicans are also a more diverse, different party than they used to be. So there's the gay Republican caucus and that kind of thing. But you could also argue the Republicans are moving right. I mean... Yeah, the Democrats are moving to the left. The Republicans are moving a bit to the right. I don't think it's been as intense. But, I mean, when you look at certain things, wonky stuff that's off to the side, like the number of conservative candidates that have signed Grover Norquist's No New Taxes pledge, it's extremely high. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of things where it would be very hard for either party to be pretty flexible. I'd say that's probably the major trend for both parties as a policy wonk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and taxes has always been a problem. You know, seems to be a value associated with, with the Republicans in terms of, you know, increasing taxes, and downsizing government. I mean, at least that's what they say. But yet government keeps expanding, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, it seems.
Well, yeah, this has been one of the major issues that a lot of, this has been the major issue, if you look at what's the matter with Kansas and so on, that a lot of people have with the Republicans, actually, that there's no substantial decrease in government under the Republicans. So, I mean, the traditional conservative idea is pretty easy to spell out in a couple sentences, actually. Conservatives favor low taxes, small government, personal responsibility. But when I break some of that down to students, they say, well, didn't the government grow more under, say, W. Bush than anybody else? And that's a tough argument. No, not now, actually, Barack Obama. But that's a fairly tough argument to rebut. What you often find is that the Republicans grow the government but cut taxes. And that leads to more innovative means of financing the government, which is how you get into these financial boondoggles and, in my opinion, some of these foreign struggles and so on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So, to a certain extent, if you are going to cut taxes, you are going to have to cut the state. And I think the Republicans have been a lot better on number one than on number two.
Yes. No, I agree. I want to talk about something you tweeted out the other day, which made a lot of sense to me. You say 3 months of rioting, they've seen 30 people murdered, 900 cops wounded, $1 to $2 billion in damage. The bottom. What's being proved here? What are we gaining in all this?
I don't really think we're gaining anything. I mean, one of the most poignant, and again, I don't think the rioting that's orchestrated by actual organized groups like Antifa or the radical elements of BLM was ever about these guys. But one of the more poignant things about all this has been seeing, for example, I believe she was the fiance of George Floyd, or the mom of Jake Blake, the most recent person shot, stepping forward and saying, look, we live in integrated neighborhoods in these cities. I mean, our sons had these legal issues that had to be faced with the police, but there's no real reason to be setting the black business district on fire. What are you doing?
Exactly.
So I don't really think anything has been gained by this. I mean, if you were to look at the value of black business in the Midwest, or if you were to look at race relations, or if you were to look at police community relations, I don't think there's been a speck of positive improvement from this. I mean, I think an actual radical would say, well, what's been gained is progress on the police defunding bill or something like that. But I mean, if one of those were ever to pass at the national level, I mean, what you'd see is just a return to 1980 levels of crime for 4 years until it was voted down by the next incoming Congress, probably whether it was Republican or Democratic. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's been any progress made on this at all. I will say one of the things that's incredibly annoying about this, and I'm sure there should be a stronger word out there, but the George Floyd riots have been, I mean, epic in scale. And, you know, a disgrace to the memory of Mr. Floyd, but that's a totally separate topic. But, I mean, at this point, you're talking about something that goes beyond George Floyd that has to be stopped. I mean, you've got, as I said, 30 people killed in Portland. You've got 91 straight days of rioting. It's actually $2 billion in damage. I checked it out. Research Assistant looked at it, $2.1 billion in damage. But what's happening now, actually, that's kind of interesting, the other day in Kenosha, sort of right-wing militia type showed up and fought off the rioters. And during this fighting, two protesters or rioters were shot. And you're now seeing massive national media spin around the idea that this is sort of right-wing Trump supporters out there murdering innocent peaceful protesters. So this is an insane twist to me that after months of this not being discussed, with people like David Dorn killed, American heroes, and whole cities on fire, now we're really seeing, now we have to handle this crisis. So, I mean, I'm unsure how long even the U.S. media can make that the major spin on the story, but that's the new twist there. Hopefully either because of anger about that or just because of the continuing actual reality of the riots, something gets done. But it's definitely a major national problem.
Well, without a doubt. And the thing is that, you know, you have the rise of these vigilantes. I mean, this one 17-year-old that was arrested, he came from Illinois, so he crossed the border to come in. And many have been asking, you know, okay, how long can this continue? And when is there going to be, you know, some sort of, you know, I guess, for lack of a better word, a vigilante response? And here is exactly what we had in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about this. I mean, so I'm from Chicago. I mean, I know people in Kenosha, and I happen to know that through things like group text, local business owners were definitely, you know, rooftop Korean style protecting their own businesses. And I support that, frankly. I don't think it necessarily helped. And as I understand, all the businesses that were burned were outlying hard to defend things like car dealerships.
Yes.
There wasn't a substantial amount of burning in the historic downtown or anything like that. So I don't actually know if it helped this well-armed Midwestern city to have these sort of unaffiliated fighting men from around the country show up with automatic rifles. I mean, what actually happened was that those outside guys got into a gunfight with the outside guys from Antifa, and you now have this image of your city as the place where they shot each other, where there were three murders in the street. So, I mean, again, the ideal, and I mean, got a large audience, what I'd advocate for anyone in public safety listening to this is, the ideal is that if you want to prevent Wyatt Earp-style gunfights between left and right, what you ought to do as a mayor or something like that is enforce the law.
Without a doubt. We got to leave it right there. Dr. Wilfred Riley has been with us. Check out his book, Taboo.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun.
It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.